healing is for teenagers, but you can listen to it no matter what age you are, because the same rules apply and the same situations occur no matter what age you are. But right now, as a teen, you know, no matter how beautiful you feel when you walk out the door, it doesn't mean you're going to be feeling that way within a couple of hours of being at school around a bunch of kids who are just going to tell you how bad you look or how fat you are or ugly you are or obnoxious. And then there goes your light and you have to start all over again. So what are you going to do about it? You know, when you get home and you've had a bad day, you've got to reset. The best thing to do is to put down your book bag and put your things away, grab a snack, and go to your room, turn on some music, and just sit in the quietly in the dark. You can close your curtains if you want to, whatever you need to do, but just kind of pull in and just be quiet. No technology except for your music, of course, and just sit there and just breathe. And just try to let it all go. You can imagine that there's this black oil kind of pouring off of your shoulders and your back, and you're just letting it go. You can also imagine you're holding in your hand a big black ball, and you just hand that over to beautiful spirit guides and angels made of light. And then you can imagine that you're being washed clean, that you're being filled with light. So you can even ask your angels and guides. You don't have to know their names. Just say to them, I had a bad day. I'm covered with other kids' energy. I'm covered with negativity. I'm covered in stress. Please clear me. And you can ask them to take it all off of you and to fill you with light. So just go ahead and imagine that rain made of light is pouring down on you, or sunlight is pouring on you. You can imagine you're lying on the beach on your back and you're letting the sunlight just pour down over you on the beach. There's a vortex or a chakra in the top of your head. That's called the crown chakra, some people call it. And that's a big opening for light to pour into. So it's kind of like a big bowl or a funnel. And you can imagine it just opens up and you just allow the light to pour in. You can allow the light to pour through your shoulders. There are also little cups or goblets or vortexes sitting on top of each shoulder. You can imagine that those are being activated. They spin and the light pours down through them. This is all how the energy field works. Everything I'm explaining is what I see as an energy healer every single day for 20 some years. So while we're doing this, go ahead and just sit up straight and just move your shoulders back. Just let them rotate back and loosen up. When you do that, what happens is those vortexes start spinning and they start allowing light to come in. You kind of help out. You don't just sit there like you're all depressed and you just let your spirit guides do all the work. You kind of join in. You do your part. You sit up straight. You show them, hey, I'm ready for this. Bring it on. Bring on this light. So now I'm just going to go ahead and move the light through you. I'm using my breath. I'm also rotating my shoulders back and forward, back and forward. I'm just allowing this to happen. There's not a certain direction or a certain way to do it. I just let the light kind of move me. It's almost like you're dancing. It can be left shoulder, right shoulder. So I'm using my breath also to just move the light through your body, through your chakras, starting with your head and your shoulders. We ask your spirit guides, your angels to come around you and to love you and to reverse the bad day, to reverse anything that happened in the week or last month, this year, your whole life. We just ask that everything's reversed that felt heavy to you or negative. We ask that you feel uplifted and bright and light. People think that because you're a teenager, you're going to be moody, but it's not. It's just energy. Of course, hormones contribute to it, but lots of adults are going through hormone shifts too. When we are hormonal, we're also really in tune with energy. And you were just a kid not too long ago, and so you're really sensitive and open to energy. So you can be super, super bright, brighter than your parents, brighter than your teachers. If you can learn this technique of how to just sit and clear all the negativity back off of you, all the stress back off of you, all the control over you back off of you. There are a lot of expectations of you now that you're older. And there's a lot of pressure on you now that you're older. We just pull that pressure, those expectations back off of you so that you can just be free and be the light. Be happy, be joyous. All right, I'm taking the light all the way through your spine now. I'm taking it down through your hips. We ask your spirit guides, your angels, to bring it all the way down through your legs, all the way down to your feet. We ask that you are lit up, that you look like a spirit guide yourself, that you feel light and free, like nothing bothers you, like nothing negative happened to you. Just reset. Okay, now I'm going to pour light down over you and through you from the top of your crown chakra all the way through your body like you're a river of light. And then I'm going to open it out through your feet, your legs, so that it circulates back around and around, making an oval around you. Comes out your feet, comes around the sides of your body, up and back down into your head again. We're going to get the circulation moving on all sides, in front of you, behind you, to the left, to the right. And what this does is it keeps you clean. So as this light rotates and moves all around you, it keeps flushing out everybody else's stuff, everybody else's bad mood, because you're going to be really sensitive and tuned to it, partly because of your age. And I hope you keep that sensitivity. All you need to do is learn how to flush it back out and off of you. You don't want to dull down and lose the sensitivity, because then you become boring, heavy, depressed. Okay, so your energy field's circulating. The light is moving. You have lots of colors and layers of light moving around you, flushing you. So when people are near you, they're going to feel this. They're going to feel good. So people want to be around you because it feels really good. Just remember how to maintain it. Go to your room after school, clear it out. If you don't have time after school, you'll find a way. In the summertime, you can even do it at a park. You don't even have to do it in your room. Okay, I'm just making sure you're all set before you go back out into the world. I just want to make sure your energy's perfect, that you feel light and buoyant, that your team is with you, your spirit guides are with you. A lot of time, teenager spirit guides are also teenagers because they understand you, they're fun, they're playful. They know what kind of trouble things ahead that you're going to find yourself in, these weird situations where you have to make choices and decisions. They've been there, done that. So they get it and they can help guide you. All you have to do to be guided is to just keep clearing yourself out every day and get that energy flowing. And then you'll be in tune with yourself, in tune with your spirit guides. Even if you never see them or hear them, doesn't matter. If you're lit up and you're in tune with yourself, they can work through you. They can give you a feeling and guide you in a certain direction. They can just suddenly make you feel like, I need to get up and leave this party right when everything goes bad after you leave. So just keep your energy clear. Okay, you look good. You look great. You look ready for the world. We give thanks. Thanks be to the light. Thanks be to the angels. Thanks be to you and your beautiful soul. This is Ariel in the healing room.